The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in the last couple of weeks, we've gone through the first four steps of Anapanasati. And to specify what they are, the first step is to be aware of when you're breathing in long, long inhale. No, it's a long inhale. When breathing out, a long exhale. No, it's a long exhale. It seems rather simplistic and maybe boring, or what's the point of doing that? I take it to be becoming aware of just greater attention, sensitivity, knowledge, understanding of the physical experience of breathing, how it is. Such a valuable way of establishing attention, getting focused, taking our mind away from our preoccupations and concerns of the day, to centering ourselves in something which is considered extremely wholesome in Buddhism, the wholesome attention to just breathing, just breathing. It might seem simplistic to just focus on the sensations, the experience of breathing, but it opens up, and we'll see in these 16 steps how it opens up to a whole new world. So then the second step is when we're breathing in a short inhale or a short exhale, to know that that's what it is. So again, seeing the changes as we settle in and get more concentrated, more settled, our breathing begins to shift and change. And one of the more common changes is that if you sit down and you have kind of a breathing big and fast, that as we settled, it becomes more subtle, more relaxed, and tends to breathe slower and shorter breaths at first. And then as we settle more, there's a natural way in which you tend to become aware of more and more of the body, of the kind of the greater, kind of awaken a sensitivity to the body. And so as it does so, to start becoming aware of more than just the sensations of breathing. It might be the global experience of breathing. It might be the global experience of being in a body. And it isn't so much like an exercise, like now go and search, but rather to go along with support the expansion of attention in the present moment that begins to encompass our physicality, our embodied experience. And then as we're more familiar with the body, at some point we can feel like now it's time to relax, to bring some tranquility, to release some of the tension we have. And then do that. And then, in a sense, we can start over again. And I like to think of it not so much as a technique, A, B, C, and just go through like that, but kind of a recognition of a natural movement that we go as we get more and more settled. Oh, now I'm here. Now I'm here. And after we kind of relaxed, it's good not to be thinking what's next, but rather, in a sense, do it more, settle in more. Now experience the breathing and what the breathing is like more deeply. And now let the experience of being embodied become fuller as it kind of grows and in that tranquility, that calmness that can begin to set in. The fourth step is this calming or relaxing the bodily formations, the bodily activity, the way that tensions in the that are held in the body. And I like the word relaxing. It might be better sometimes to have the notion of calming when we can't actually release some of the holding patterns in the body. It might be frustrating if that's what we're trying to do. But there might be possible to calm the body. And calming is a little bit different than releasing tension. It's more like a suffusion of a sense of tranquility, ease, settledness, peacefulness that we kind of, like also can suffuse this body. So whatever way it is, this calming calming of the body, tranquilizing the body, relaxing the body, as the fourth step. It's the fourth step. And each of the next tetrads, groups of four, practices up to the 16th one, the last one belongs to the family of letting go and releasing. And so what we'll see is a pattern in this Anapanasati that as we come to the fourth step, we come to a place, transition, of a certain kind of releasing or freedom, liberation, letting go, that is possible. And so it's a natural transition, because when something has released or relaxed, then we can go on to the next point and kind of go do the whole thing over again in a certain way, at a deeper level or fuller, more full embodied way or something. And so with the fourth and the fourth one, there's this becoming calm and tranquil. And then there's just as a good idea, but also as a preparation for the second tetrad, when we relax the body, when we let the body become more tranquil or more settled or calmer, or if that happens as we're meditating without any doing on our part, we just feel like we're getting more settled, more calm, then it's useful to experience that more, to feel that more fully. So don't just recognize, oh, it's nice that I'm calm, and then just go back to your breathing. But to take time to feel the fullness, feel the experience of what it's like to soften, relax, become calmer. And a very important part of these first steps of Anapanasati into the second tetrad is this word experience. And maybe we could use the word English word feel, to really feel and experience what's happening. And now this is kind of an embodied or a physical sensing into it. It's not thinking about it, analyzing it, reflecting upon it, but it's a lot dropping in and allowing ourselves to feel, sense in the with the body what is going on here. So as we get calmer and more settled, to take time to feel and sense what that experience is like. How is that in the body? Not trying to make more of it per se, but just to let it register, to let it take it in, to be nourished by it, nurtured by it, to be supported by it, to let it be a little bit like a encouragement. Oh, this is good. This is so good. Let me not linger too much. Let me not savor this. That's going too far. But let me feel it in a full way, and let me be encouraged now to really kind of settle further into my breathing. Maybe going through these first four steps again. And I kind of simplify the four steps by just saying, one is to become familiar with the breathing, the sensations, the experience of breathing. Two, to start becoming aware of more of the global experience in the body of breathing, and kind of open up the attention to feel more peripherally what's happening as you breathe. And the third is to relax and settle and calm this body. So be careful when we have ideas like this of a progression and particular practices to do, it can be easy to be caught up in the idea that it's a project and a set technique, you know, paint by numbers or something. That can be okay, but maybe it's, you know, don't get caught in that and be in a hurry. Don't try to have expectations of how quickly it's supposed to unfold. Even the very first two steps of Anapanasati are worthwhile doing for a whole sitting, for a whole week, a whole month, a whole year. And chances are, if you do that, the other steps of Anapanasati will just find you when you're ready. So you don't have to be kind of ahead of yourself so much. But if all these the steps of Anapanasati we've done this last couple of weeks are nice for you, you can just cycle through them in an easy, relaxed way and settle, and maybe it can be a bit of a spiral that as you go through them and come back to the beginning again and go through them, it's kind of like you're getting more and more settled, more concentrated, more here in the present moment, more attentive. And so one of the new practices or new ideas that I offer today was the idea that when you do relax, when there is a calming of your body, take a little bit of time to really allow yourself to feel the affect of it, the effect of it. Feel what it's like, the consequences of it. Feel the goodness of it, and maybe there's pleasure. Feel the pleasure of it, so that you're more able to use that to be even more embodied, more present here. And so they experience it more fully. So as you go through the next 24 hours, I assume that for many of you, that as you go through your daily life, there are all kinds of small ways that are big ways that you find yourself getting tense, holding your shoulders, holding in, contracting, getting kind of caught up in something. And when you do, practice releasing and softening your body. And take some time then to feel what happens as you do so. What's the consequences of that? What's the goodness and the pleasure of that? And it can be a little bit of a challenge to do this because we got intense because things are exciting around us or something important is going on. And so it's like, you know, we have to get back to what's important and then we get back up to being tense. But maybe if you take time to feel the goodness of relaxing, maybe you can find another way to participate in the activities of your life that are not so tense. So may you practice well today, and may your relaxation, your calmness, be such that you're ready to support and offer your goodwill to all people today, especially everyone in the United States, no matter how they're feeling about the events of today. So thank you so much, and I look forward to our time tomorrow.